State and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Five, six, seven for the Rats. Here in the bottom of inning number eight, it is 7-1 Green Bay from historic Witter Field. The final game of the 2024 Northwoods League season finds the Rats trailing by six. Seven runs on 12 hits and no errors for Green Bay. A run on six hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 5-6-7 in the inning. Cashel Duggar to lead it off. The first pitch from the right-hander, Connor Nolan. This is up and away for ball one. Duggar, Gaz, Fibash in this inning. The Rafters have now used six arms tonight. Nolan just the second pitcher for Green Bay. 1-0 fouled away down the third base side. Gabe Casso getting the mound in the top of this eighth inning. You can imagine it will be Gabe again for the ninth. Nolan's 1-1. Swung on and missed. Count now a ball and two strikes on the UCLA Bruin, Cashel Duggar. Cash in the ball game, 1-for-2 in his three trips, has reached twice. Base hit back in inning six for Cashel. One in the first, one in the third, one in the fifth, three in the seventh, and one in the eighth for Green Bay. Lone run for Rapids coming in the fourth off the bat of Dalton Fivash. Michael Howell got the start tonight for Green Bay. 5 1/3 innings pitched. Allowed five hits and an earned run. Walked two and struck out seven on 89 pitches. After time called by Cash, he climbs back into the left-handed batter's box for the 1-2. Fouled away again by Cash down the third base side. Tardy on that fastball. Staying alive, hanging tough, and awaiting another offering. Tristan Krusenberry got the nod tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. Four innings of two-run ball, allowed four hits, did not walk a rocker hitter, and struck out four on 55 pitches. Nolan's next 1-2. Out of the way again by Cashel. Just above the third base grandstands. Then an inning for Nick Perry and an inning for Brandon Scott. The first three arms tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, the three remaining players on the roster that were here on opening day way back on May 27th. Nolan's next 1-2 decision. Fastball missing out in the right-handed batter's box for ball two. And saw a third of an inning from Josh Opiola, two-thirds of an inning from Seth Creasy on 11 pitches. He threw last night and got the win, so not a lot of work for Seth out of the stable here in game 70. 2-2, slapped on a line to short, catch made by Sam Miller. Long battle goes to Connor Nolan. That's the first out in the bottom of inning number eight. Landon Gaz scored the lone run for Wisconsin Rapids back in the fourth inning. He singled, ending the season on a three-game hitting streak. A righty-on-righty battle. Gaz's last time up went down looking in the sixth. First pitch to him. Fastball, foul, strike back. Count begins 0-1. How about that? It went back to the netting, protecting the home plate club, but it got through. Ends up in the hands of one of the fans right down in the home plate club. Nolan's 0-1. Off speed and a beauty. Flips it right over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Count now nothing and two. The payoff pitch home from Nolan to the Rafter first baseman. This is up and in. Count now a ball and two strikes. Joey Bezidlo has got a bat in the on-deck circle right now for Wisconsin Rapids. He'll be hitting in the spot of Dalton Fibash. So the next two-strike delivery Got him swinging. Gaz down on strikes for the second time tonight. And the batter is Joey Bozidlo. Bozidlo from Eckerd College. Got the start at second base last night, went 0 for 2. Righty on righty battle, a chance for Nolan to go 3-up, 3-down here in the 8th. First pitch. Pass ball missing outside for ball 1. Ben Lloyd, the shortstop, on deck. Gabe Casso to follow. The 1-0 fastball. That one does catch the outer edge for a called strike. Count now 1-1. Rafters, if they cannot mount the comeback, they will finish the season with 35 wins and 35 losses. 1-1, swung on and missed on a heater. Count now 1-2. If they can't win tonight, they'd be 20-17 in half number 2. Green Bay looking to finish the year at 33-37. And 19-15 in the second half. The 1-2. He got him swinging. Zidlow down on strikes. 1-2-3. Bottom of the 8th for Connor Nolan. We head to the 9th, our final inning of the season. For Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball right here from Winter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Final inning of Rafters baseball returning to here at historic Witter Field. It's the Rockers 7 and the Rats 1 on WFHR. First pitch of the inning, Gabe Casso back out on the mound. Jake Bold is on the inside corner for a called strike. And Yakum returning to you one last time, Rafter fans. We still get a bottom half in a postgame show, but we are nearing the end of our time together as the 0-1 is bounced in from Casso. Count evens 1-1. 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Green Bay. A run on 6 hits and an error for your Rafters. Casso on the mound for his second inning of work. 1-1. Driven in the air, left center. Teal trying to cut it off in the gap. It is down for a base hit. A 4-hit ball game here for Jake Bull. Four hits today, three hits yesterday, including a grand slam. And the batter is Nick Harms. Harms an RBI single back in the seventh. The only crooked number put up on that scoreboard so far tonight, three runs in that frame for Greenback. First pitch to him, swung on and missed for strike one. 1-for-4 in the ball game is Harms. Yesterday went hitless against Rafter pitching. The 0-1 driven high in the air, deep right field. That is number 12 on the season for Nick Harms off the right field video board. A two-run homer for the Green Bay right fielder, and it is 9-1. RBI's number 42 and 43 of the season for the Baldwin, Missouri native out of Case Western Reserve University. And Green Bay now leads it by 8 runs. Fortunately, outlook not looking too bright here for Wisconsin Rapids tonight. It'll take a lot of work in the bottom of the ninth inning. Teo Matthews 2-for-4 in the ballgame. The Green Bay first baseman climbs into the left-handed batter's box. First pitch from Casso. Misses away for ball one. So unfortunately, too, we don't get the same Gabe Casso magic that we had Monday night in that shortened game against Minnesota. For those who don't know, Casso on the mound right now, the Raptors' backup catcher. The 1-0 misses up and away for ball two. Just pitching out of necessity, the Raptors threw the only five arms that they had available tonight. Out of the windup, the 1-0. It's a 2-0 pitch, missing outside. Count now 3 balls and no strikes. Now 13 hits in the ball game for Green Bay. The next pitch on the inside corner is called a strike. Fans still sticking around, a wonderful crowd here tonight to close out our season. We'll have some post-game fireworks. 3-1, fouled away down the third base side, count now full on the Chino, California native. We will still have our post-game show, don't worry, nothing's going to change there despite the fireworks tonight. Heck, I'll even stay on the air while the fireworks are going off, I don't care. I think that would be even cooler, to be honest. Plus, I'm far away enough, I don't think it would catch my mic here as the 3-2 lasered in the air to center field. Aiden Teal had a good beat on it, though. He jogs back to make the catch. First out of the inning, and the batter is Lane Allen. Oh, we have a pinch hitter for Green Bay. That is Will Johnson out of Northern Oklahoma College. Chris Kreplin unloading the bench here tonight. This is his third pinch hitter used in the last couple of innings. One out, bags empty, seven spot in this Green Bay order. Johnson from the right side, a redshirt freshman from Allen, Texas. First pitch swung on and missed. Count begins 0-1. Casso out of the windup, agreeing on his signals with Cashel Duggar. 10 on the clock, his next pitch. Another fastball, another swing and a miss, count nothing and two. Look at Johnson on the season, playing in his eighth ball game. He has one hit and 14 at-bats. That knock coming against Wisconsin Rapids on August 3rd. The 0-2. He got him swinging. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Will Johnson. A three-pitch punch out from Gabe Casso. Out number two here in the ninth inning. It'll be Logan Gregorio. Pinch hitter an inning ago in the spot of the designated hitter, Blade Carver, took Casso deep to right field. His first home run in the Northwoods League as the first pitch to him misses outside. Gregorio from my neck of the woods out in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. Played his first 2 years of college baseball at Benedictine University, heading to NIU to be teammates with Ben Lloyd this fall. The Raptor shortstop here tonight as the 1-0 pitch misses outside. As a Division III guy myself, I always love to see the D3 to D1 jump. A player at my school North Central College, Dom Listy, who played in the Northwoods League last summer with the Kenosha Kingfish, went 4 years at NCC to his fifth year at Indiana State, one of the more well-recognized mid-major baseball programs in the country, and he is spending his sixth and final graduate season out in the ACC for the Clemson Tigers as the next offering to Gregorio misses low and outside. Count 3 balls and a strike here on Gregorio. Two down, bags empty, top nine, the next offering. Hit high in the air to center field. Aiden Teal camping underneath the lights to make the catch and retire the side. Two more put up on a two-run jack from Nick Harms. Here in the ninth, the Rats will come to the plate one more time here tonight. It is 9-1. Green Bay right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
We've pumped it up for one last time this season here in Wisconsin Rapids, 9-1 Green Bay, bottom of the ninth inning. Andy Ockham back here with you. Friends, our time together is coming to a close. It's Connor Nolan back out on the mound for Green Bay. Pitch to Ben Lloyd on the outside corner. Fastball, that's called a strike. Lloyd in the ball game. Infield single back in the fourth inning. The 0-1. Hit in the air. Foul territory, third base side. That is Lane Ellen to make the catch for out number one. 9 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Wisconsin, or for, I should say for Green Bay, a run. On 6 hits and an error for the Rafters. Gabe Casso came in the ballgame to pitch. He's tossed the last 2 innings for a 4-pitch walk back in the 7th. So much to be said about this season, man. I can't necessarily put it all into words. The first pitch to Casso. This is outside for ball one. .88 on that heater from Nolan. The 1-0. Driven in the air and hit pretty well. Deep center field. Tanaka back out in front of the warning track at the wall. It'll stay in the yard. He makes the catch. 2 down. Here in the 9th, it'll bring up Aiden Teal.
Attention, please. Attention, please. Kids, if you want to run the bases, please report to the first base
A lot of my life has changed really since being here in Wisconsin Rapids. I'll save a lot of it for the postgame show, but couldn't imagine my life without coming here, really. I mean, in terms of my career, you know, you go through the process of applying for jobs, internships, especially me. I just graduated college in May as the first pitch to Aiden Teal is fouled straight back. You just never know what you're going to get. And I got the call from the Rafters back in November with the opportunity to call games on the radio this summer, and I jumped at it. So this is exactly the type of role that I've been looking for, and it is everything I've wanted it to be and that much more. The 0-1 to Teal on the outside corner is called a strike. Count nothing and two. Try not to get too emotional just talking about it. We'll have more reflection on the postgame show here tonight. The 0-2 pitch here from Nolan to Teal. Popped up in the air, shallow left. That is Peyton Mansfield camping underneath it to make the grab and end the ball game and end the season. It's a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth for Connor Nolan. 9 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Green Bay tonight. A run on 6 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back in about 4 or 5 minutes for your official postgame show of Rafter Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
WisCountry 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
Now, let's get back to
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up.
The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, we are going to talk about the rent-to-own hustle. All kinds of stuff is offered on a rent-to-own basis. Appliances, furniture, electronic equipment, even used cars. And the deal with rent-to-own is that you don't own the thing, whatever it is, until you've made years of weekly or monthly payments that are usually small and seem affordable. This totally happened to an old boyfriend of mine. Cody wanted to buy a TV. It cost $200. He didn't have it. But he went to this rent-to-own place who said that they could hook him up with it for $8.50 a week, which seemed okay until afterwards we did the math and it turns out he paid more than $600 for a $200 TV. I mean, the interest rates were sky high. They're usually around 300% and as much as 500%. If you can, save up and then buy. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Final here tonight in Game 70 of the season, our finale. It is the Rockers 9 and the Rafters 1. 9 runs, 13 hits, no errors, 8 left on for Green Bay. A run on 6 hits, an error, and 8 left on for your Rafters. Green Bay gets the scoring started in the top of the first. A base hit from Dalen Adderley. Jake Bold brought him home on a base hit himself. Another run in the third on a solo blast from Sam Miller, his 10th of the season. For the Rafters, made it a 2-1 ball game. Dalton Fiveash, an RBI double to left center in the fourth inning, for another run added on in the fifth by Green Bay. It was 6-1 after a 3-run top of the seventh. Another in the eighth on a solo homer off the bat of Logan Gregorio off the Green Bay bench. And a 2-run blast in the top of the ninth from Nick Harms, his 12th of the season, brought us to our final score in the finale of today's ballgame. Andy Ock returning to here in the Witterfield press box. So many emotions, really, looking at through this season. Green Bay finishes 19-15 and half number two. 33 wins, 37 losses on the season. Wisconsin Rapids, 20 wins, 16 losses in half number two. And on the season, 35 wins, 35 losses. They finished 500 on the campaign. Tristan Krusenberry, the start tonight. 4 innings pitched, 4 hits allowed, 2 earned runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Then it was an inning for Nick Perry and Brandon Scott. Josh Opiola for a third of a frame. Seth Creasy getting 2/3 of an inning. And Gabe Casso, the final two. Michael Howell got the win on the Green Bay side, going 5 1/3, allowing 5 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, and 7 punchouts on 89 pitches. Connor Nolan for 3 2/3 out of the Green Bay stable, also walked 2 and struck out 7, 1 hit allowed, no runs on 44 pitches. Time of the game here tonight, 2 hours, 45 minutes. 1,100 wonderful Rafter fans in attendance to close out our season. If I can just say one thing, thank you, Rafter fans. Thank you, WFHR. Thank you, Wisconsin Rapids. It has been my honor and absolute pleasure to be your radio voice of the Rafters here for the 15th season. I want to thank my family, my friends, for their unwavering support back home just a few hours from here. And I want to thank all of my amazing coworkers, the fellow interns. I want to thank Ken Day, the general manager of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. The man to my right here, Griffin Furkus, our director of marketing, for providing me the opportunity to come here and do what I love, call all 70 games this season, and do it my way, really, through WFHR. I've been a one-man show. It's kind of always how I like to do things. I get to run it my way. I know that sounds a little selfish, but at the same time, it's the best way for my growth to experience failure myself and just by myself. It allows me to push myself more and not fall into a routine of doing the exact same thing every single game. And I hope that I made that a reality for you, the fans. I hope that you tuned into every single game, each and every night, whatever game you tune into, and it was not like something you've heard before from myself or from previous broadcasters here in Wisconsin Rapids. I hope that I've made my mark, and I hope that, in general, with me being on the road and traveling with the team, that I was able to provide that insight and be that fan on the couch next to you. I remember my introductory press conference, interview video, whatever you want to call it, that I did with Colin Kapoor, the TV broadcaster, who also did a fantastic job in his role this season and joining me here for five games this year. But I said in my initial press conference, my introduction to you, the fans, that I want to be that fan on the couch sitting next to you, whether we're here at home or we're on the road. And I hope that is exactly what I provided through these 70 games. It is crazy how fast this season has come and gone. Unfortunately, no playoff baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids for the second straight season. And obviously, tonight, a 9-1 final, not necessarily how we wanted things to go. But I couldn't think of a better way to spend my summer, not only pursuing and doing what I absolutely love to do the most, but doing it in a place that's as special as Winterfield and as special as Central Wisconsin and Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you all again so much for giving me this chance, for letting me be here with you and be your voice for the 2024 season. Signing off for the final time here on WFHR and from Winterfield, Andy Yochum for Raptors Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Raptor Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Reach. I mean, were these locals?
Scotland.
Are they local people?
Yeah, we had somebody
Scotland.
International.
Scotland.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we were so fortunate. And like, it was a really humbling experience to get this much support. And so we wrapped it up in like last month, and now we're, you know, in the process of getting everybody their rewards and things like that. And we were able to announce the album a couple weeks ago. It was really, really exciting to let our fans know, like, hey, here's this album we've been working on, and also here's the album art. It's already made and ready to go. And here's this new single that we're putting out called Therapy that we're really excited about. So that all was announced like a week or two ago. And so, yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a summer, but it's been really, really fun.
Well, speaking of Therapy, Cat and the Hurricane have a new song being released on August 12th, just around the corner here. And we're lucky enough to have a copy of it right now. So before we premiere this brand new song right here on Max Inc. Radio, it's the namesake of the album. Tell us about what we're about to hear. We're going to listen to the recorded version of this song.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a song that I remember Kat brought out of their room when we were living together during the pandemic and was like, look at this little riff that I got. I just got like a couple pieces of like a chorus and a couple pieces of a couple verses.
I was like, this could be something.
This could be something. And we were like, oh yeah, this is definitely going to be something. And so when we went to record the album, we actually went to record with our co-producer, Matt LaPlante, when everything was in their demo phases, which is really, really special because we got to like record everything really from the ground up. We didn't really have very many tracks that came in like as a demo ready to go or anything like that. We got to work with him in doing that. And this was one of them. And so we just started started like riffing on it, and one thing
building
led,
it from the ground up.
Yeah, one thing led to another, and Matt was so into this song. Matt was so excited. He was like, "This is the one. This is the one." And we were like, "I think so too, I guess." But it ended up being like one of our favorite songs on the album. It's like the it's also the namesake of the album. So we called it "Got It Out" because that's a refrain that we repeat over and over in the song Therapy. And it really encapsulates a lot of what we were trying to go for in this album, which is, you know, expressing what's on your heart, getting it out, and yeah, not suffering as much.
It's like Weezer meets girly pop music.
Oh, that's a great description. All right, well, let's check it out right here on Max Inc. Radio. It's the premiere of the brand new song by Hat Cat in the Hurricane. It's called Therapy. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's live in the lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Rocker, Cat and the Hurricane have been knocking the roof off this building.
Boy, I thought you were going to curse there for a moment, Rob. Gonna have to hit the dump button.
Oh,
man. Well, you know, we've gotten to know Ben and Candace. Now let's give the drummer some.
Yeah.
This is Alex Nelson. Alex, tell us a little of your backstory. How did you start playing the drums?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So my dad is a professional drummer.
Really?
In the Quad Cities of the Illinois side region. Yeah. He's a professional drummer. And so I grew up with drums. They were always a little too intimidating for me, though. So I took up guitar. And then it wasn't until I moved to Madison, started thinking seriously about doing an solo music career with the guitar stuff that I've been doing and music writing, that I met Kat through a mutual friend, and they were in Kat and the Hurricane, and they were like, hey, do you want to play drums? I'll get you a drum kit, because that was the only thing I didn't have. And I was like, well, I mean, if you insist.
It's just like in the blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just sat down, and then it just happened.
No, genuinely. Yeah, yeah, like, I just absorbed it growing up, and I had always drummed, but I'd never drummed on a drum kit. So, yeah, that was the first time we did it. And the first time I ever drummed on a drum kit was in a barn, and it's just hit all history from there.
In a barn.
Yeah, it was so fun. The pizza barn.
In East Troy, Wisconsin.
Now, yeah. You also play from time to time with Seesaw?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love playing with Seesaw. They're such a fun group. We actually are playing the High Noon Saloon this week with Raina, so really excited about that on the 15th,
that's right.
I think. Yeah.
Well, let's continue the story about your new album, Got It Out. We heard about the funding. Tell us the rest of the story, the artistic side. Where it was recorded, what's going on with it. Give us the skinny.
Yeah, we've already kind of dropped some of this, but yeah, we recorded it with Matt LaPlante of Madtown Mix Studios right here in Madison, Wisconsin. Unfortunately, he left us. He's in North Carolina now. He got a really cool job opportunity. But we can say this album was all recorded here in Madison. And yeah, like I said before, it's just been the most collaborative project. We, the four of us, me, Kat, and Alex, and Matt, all kind of co-produced everything from the demo stage all the way to its final form. So just a labor of love, very much so.
Well, now, Kat, we've heard the entire band, but we haven't heard from you.
Hi.
How did you get involved playing music? What is your backstory?
It was an app. Remember,
band generator.
Oh, band generator. Sorry.
Band name generator. Yeah. No, I guess my story starts way before that. I, as a child, apparently always wanted to be the center of attention. And now it terrifies me, which is so funny because we have this band that we got to do now. But ever since I was a little kid, I was always grabbing for the microphones at weddings, apparently. And I found myself in a youth group. And when they found out that I could sing, I was the one to sing the national anthem every single time. And I got my influences in music from my dad, and he inherited to me all of his dad rock music and
dad rock music. Define that for me, please.
For me, it was a lot of Nirvana and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's better than I thought.
Steve Miller Band, and the one that really stuck with me was actually Paul McCartney. I got hooked on his Ram album, and I wore the heck out of that mix CD that my dad burned for me.
Oh, that is a great story. That's very interesting. Dad rock.
I don't want to offend any dads out there.
I immediately went to yacht rock, and I was like,
absolutely.
Yep, yep.
No, it's, notice it's the shirt dad rock wearing. Affectionate, you know?
Yeah. Yes, with
very
love.
Very affectionate.
Now, let's see. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Cat and the Hurricane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's a classic now.
Yeah.
It's called Sorry That I'm Like This. Is this satirical or rhetorical?
Both.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you have to, you know, sometimes you mess up on something, and it's just like a really funny cheek and tongue-in-cheek thing to be like, sorry that I'm like this. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how we got here, but this is a very silly thing that I did. But the other meaning of it is just like, sorry that I'm like this, as in like, here, who I am as a person. And it's like reclaiming that back of like, no one should be sorry for who they are as a person.
Right.
Unless you're a bad person.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you then. Well, but, but yes, that's the first song that I ever co-wrote with Benjamin, and it's almost at 100,000 streams across many different platforms.
Wow.
We're very excited about that. The running joke is that when it hits 100,000 streams on Spotify, I'm going to get a nice big tattoo on my shoulder.
Oh,
of,
really?
Of like the heart with the sorry that I'm like this ribbon, like all like American traditional.
Oh, yeah. What a tribute.
And I'm sticking to that. I'm going to get that tattooed on my body. Yep. Absolutely. Nice.
Do you have a tattoo parlor you're thinking of here?
Red Clover, absolutely.
Red Clover.
Over on, what is it? Are they on Main Street? Breerly.
Breerly and Maine, here in Madison.
Clover Tattoo Collective,
Red Clover. All right, well, let's hear it.
All right, let's go.
This is caffeine and alcohol.
I'm like this.
Sorry I'm like this.
I've been waiting all night for this. Sorry I'm like this. So.
Yeah, we play it a lot here on Max Inc. Radio.
We sure do. You're listening to Cat and the Hurricane right here on Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
Oh, because you're haunting me again. This feeling's nothing new. I hear them speak. If I don't hate myself by now, I'll have learned to hate loving you. I know, 'cause I couldn't help but be myself once again. Da-na-na.
The Hurricane. Sorry that I'm like this on Max Inc. Radio. Brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. Check out movetomadison.com.
Thanks, Rob. Cat in the Hurricane has live shows coming up, and the next two are August 17th at 4:45. You're at Eakin Park Festival on Madison's northeast side, and later that night, opening for the 10th anniversary of Damsel Trash at the Harmony Bar in the heart of Madison East Side. Wow, that sounds like a lot of gigs in one day. Two shows.
And I got to tell you, I've enjoyed saying Damsel Trash like all week long.
Yes, we love them. Damsel Trash is a band that kind of carved out a space in Madison before we even got here. And we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing without bands like them who paved the way. And so we're super excited about both of those shows, to do the Neighborhood Festival at Eakin Park and also the Damsel Trash show. I can also just kind of name drop some other shows we got coming up in September, because we've got this album coming out October 4th. We're trying to do a little mini tour just around Wisconsin and the area. So September 13th, we're at Appleton Beer Factory in Appleton. On September 20th, we are going to be at Northeastern Wisconsin Pride up in the Green Bay area. Then on September 21st, we're going to be at Project North Festival in Rhinelander. Then we've got some more in October that aren't announced yet, but we're definitely going to have a Madison show in there, definitely going to have a Milwaukee show in there.
So we're going to have to come back and see a rocker and to talk about that.
But definitely check out Cat in the Hurricane. .com or any of our socials to see where we're going to be all
TikTok,
over
YouTube.
Yeah.
You name
we're
it.
All over.
Wow. Well, you know, I see though that you're going to be in deep here than Rhinelander in just 2 days' time.
Yes.
that's going to be a lot of driving and seeing a lot of Wisconsin.
We are going to see a lot of Wisconsin. You know, last year we went on our first national tour. We drove all the way out as far as Providence, Rhode Island. So I think it's time to give Wisconsin a turn for some driving.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Cat and the Hurricane, presented by Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Caffeine and Alcohol. Is this about being a wide awake drunk?
God, I hope not. But maybe. You know, so this song is one of the singles that is out right now from the album. It is our fastest growing single. The response to it's just been amazing. We dropped it in mid-April.
Because it is amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, this is the first song that I've sang lead on a Cat in the Hurricane track, and it's really special to me. Comes right out of my journal pages, and it's just a song about growing up, trying to find your way in your 20s, and especially shout out to anyone with religious trauma or family trauma. Like, this is a song for people who've gone through the hard stuff and are just trying to make their way.
Nice. All right, Cat in the Hurricane. This is Live in the Lair. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. And this song, Caffeine and Alcohol.
Got to make an adjustment real quick.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. Tonight's Live in the Lair is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. Visit them at... Thank you. Thank you, Rucker.
Here we go.
Tell me, when my dreams became nightmares, wanna take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself, obsessively haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Is it some kind of divine punishment? Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Built homes with lions, but I still lay down with the wolves. I've never been discarded, but I still hate to sleep alone. Maybe I can breathe better if you just take off my shirt. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Is it some kind of divine punishment? Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Is this the secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes? I can still smell him. Fear of the past, I throw it in lies. Hurts in the morning, and I thought that I could have it all. Love caffeine, got alcohol. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried a lot, I still get high off of something undone. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood?
You've been listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network.
This time I tried a lot. We'll be right back.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.